from NPR Music. This is a special broadcast and webcast from South by Southwest. And here we are in Austin, Texas. I'm Bob Boylan, along with my cohorts.
Do you remember our names?
They're helping me.
I'm Carrie Brownstein, and we're with David Brown from KUT.
I actually need these microphones to do this stuff.
You know, Bob is so blissed out from Kanon that when David threw it to him in the last minute, Bob forgot he needed a mic. He was just going to speak to the audience with his brain, with his bliss.
I like the way that your mouth opened up, and then you realized.
Who am I talking to? Yeah, that's what good music does to you. It just makes you forget everything else.
Great, and we're ready for the Dirty Projectors. Enjoy.
Nothing bad can happen.
No!
Because we are in the house.
Yes!
Of Robert Nestor Marley.
Woo!
I mean it. All right, here we go. We are Dirty Projectors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
caught up in a storm that I don't need no shelter from. All I want and all I need right here with me. You're right here with me. Come to me soft and sweet. Cool the fire burns in me. Catch when I lose control, look into my eyes. You look into my eyes. You look into my eyes.
Thank you so much for coming. We're gonna play one more song.
Yeah.
Dirty Projectors here at the Parish at the South by Southwest Music Festival. Sometimes this was like Blackjacks for me, where there were a song going on, and just when you sort of got it, it went into some other song. It's both a challenge and it's lovable. Being a listener and either holding on to who you are as a band and continuing that sound, or the idea of once you think you get the band, it'll slip away and they'll be here any minute. I'd love to ask you about
that. That's one of the cool things about Dirty Projector's sound, though, that as you say, I mean, what I like is I get a sense that what Dave Longstreth is doing with this band is he's picking up on a groove and he's willing to just let that go. He's not trying to fit into a box or trying to structure it around any particular sound. He just lets it go and just follows that muse all the way to the end. And he comes up with really eclectic, interesting songs that all have a nice balance to them.
You're listening to coverage of South by Southwest from NPR Music.